Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So one Burt Show listener keeps getting DMs on Instagram with our past War of the Roses segments, and she thinks someone's trying to tell her that her boyfriend is cheating, and she wants us to find out for sure. That would be creepy if, like, all of a sudden in your DMs, you just keep getting links to a segment, and it's about cheating.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You'd be curious for sure.
You're like, you have to be wondering, like, what kind of message is somebody trying to send to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the email reads, Burt Show, I may or may not need your help. I have listened to you guys for years. I've always just listened. I've never called, emailed, tweeted, or messaged you all before. However, I'm emailing you now because an anonymous person told me I needed to. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years now, and everything is great until the other day. I'd say things are pretty perfect. I have zero reason to think otherwise. Yeah, we're both busy and don't get enough time together as we would like, but we're really happy together. At least I thought. About a week ago, I received a direct message on Instagram from an account that seems to have been created solely for this purpose. All they have done is send me links to your past War of the Roses segments. I'm going to pause really quick because I'm intrigued to know. Anybody listening who has had a stranger slide into their DMs and do something similar? Like, you know this account was created to pass on information to you. Like, you were getting anonymous tips from somebody on social media. 1-855-BIRT-SHOW. 855-237-8746. Again, all they have done is send me links to your past War of the Roses segments. Every time I respond and ask who they are or why they are sending me the links, I just get another one. This is kind of spooky for our spectacular.
Very.
Then yesterday, I was sent your email address. I asked what the email was for, and the only response was, trust me, you should email them. Well, now the Instagram account has been deleted. I'm so confused because it seems this anonymous person is trying to hint at the idea of my boyfriend cheating and I should have you do War of the Roses. Am I reading into that right?
It appears so.
I think so too. If so, what confuses me is that I didn't really have any other reason to think that he'd ever cheat on me. But why would someone go to all this trouble to anonymously convince me that I need to test him? So, should I ask you all to do this? Or is this just some person messing with me?
Well, whoever it is convinced that if you do a War of the Roses, he's not going to send you flowers to you. He's going to send flowers to them. Yeah. And I almost wonder if we do it, it might backfire on this person and he could still very much send these flowers to her. And we'll never even know if they're cheating or not.
It's true. And if this is a friend doing this, I kind of get it. Because typically you don't want to go to your friend with information like this unless you're like 1,000% sure. So maybe this is somebody's way of, I think it's happening or I know it's happening and I don't want to be the person or the whistleblower. So let me just give you these hints and let you figure it out on your own. I think that's what appears to be happening here. And maybe they are trying to send her a message.
All right, so put yourself in her shoes. You're both receiving anonymous DMs like this. Not blatantly calling out your significant other for cheating, but you're obviously catching the hint, right? You've been with this person for 3 years. They have never once shown any sign of infidelity. As she said, up until you got these DMs, your relationship seemed perfect. You get these anonymous DMs from a person you do not know. Do you even investigate or do you completely ignore it?
This is a situation where the smart thing to do and what I would do are two different things.
Okay.
To me, the smart thing to do would be to continue being happy with your life. You have no reason to go digging for anything if you have no signs there already. Curiosity would get the best of me. I would probably look at it like, well, what do I have to lose, right? If they're not cheating on me, then let me do it, and then I'll have my peace.
Yeah.
But if they are, well, I'd like to know. So what harm is it in trying to find out?
For me, the quote-unquote smart thing to do would just to ask my boyfriend, hey, we're really happy. We've been together for 3 years. I've just kind of had this gut feeling that maybe you've stepped out on the relationship, and just see how he responds. Now, most people are probably going to be like, oh my God, no, I would never cheat on you. But I would at least want to try and handle it maturely before I go to a radio show.
You think there's a guy that would go, yeah.
So in the history of the Bird Show,
the 20 plus
years we have been doing this show, I don't think a woman has ever asked a man that, and he was like, golly gee, you got me.
Hear
me out. If you're trying to cover up a lie, you don't think that you're going to flinch a little bit when that information's brought to the table?
Maybe. However, I wouldn't accuse them of infidelity, like my gut or whatever, because if my husband came and said that to me, or if like it's my boyfriend of 3 years, I would be so offended that he would even have the audacity to ask that question of me.
Facts.
So another option is like actually receipts. Like, go like, I have been getting these DMs. Somebody's trying to allude that you are cheating on me. What do you think this means?
Mm.
So like you can actually like just blow the whole thing up. And again, what are we going to get, Mom?
Of course. He's going to play to be offended. Just like you said. How dare you?
Well, that was good.
That was good.
Isolate that, Katie. I felt bad for a second. Why did I even ask you, Mom?
It's usually not his first rodeo if he's going to get a lie off to you. That's how it goes.
All right, so should I ask you all to do this, or is this just some person messing with me? If you can sit there and not think of a single person, I don't know. This would be pretty low for somebody to do this to you and to mess with you. That's like a really jacked up thing to do. So if you can sit there and honestly not think of a single soul who would mess with you like this or want to jack with you, then I want to say I wouldn't do it, but I was the girl that crawled through a doggy door and broke into my boyfriend's house to confirm he was cheating on me. So
you've had lower lows is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I was on the ground. That's as low as you get. I was army crawling through a doggy door. It's as low as you get.
Literally.
All right. So, yeah. Are we going to do it, fam?
Why not? Let's go get her the piece that she needs so she can put this to rest.
All right.
Hopefully.
Or we could just show them the receipts. But, you know, that's a crazy idea. Having a conversation with your significant other.
That's so 90s.
Throwback.
The Bird Show.